All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. We'll start off this hour, give you a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. As currently in Miami, it is 90 degrees. Thunderstorms expected around 2 o'clock. Wind gusts up to 13 miles per hour. Also just got a email from Galen that it's possible tonight's Marlins game in St. Louis could get rained out. There's bad weather there. And I think to myself, kind of idiot doesn't have a roof in baseball. He dealt with that nonsense for years. Got it. I mean, like the amount of frustration you had waiting out rain delays. If you're going to spend gazillion dollars on a stadium, you might as well put a roof on it. Rainouts. So dumb.
I mean, okay. I guess you aren't old enough to remember when half the stadiums didn't even have lights.
Definitely was not that old. No, dude, I can't say that. I know that you had like a policy on electricity television shows for a while, but no, I definitely can't remember that.
So,
but how I definitely, about this? I definitely sit through my fair share of Marlins rain delays.
How about when I was in college, I only played in one night game at Michigan and they had to use portable lights. And it wasn't at night. It was just, it got dark during the game. Michigan didn't have lights.
Damn.
So neither did Notre Dame. There's a lot of places that didn't have them. I'm trying to think. Like, there was a lot of, like, they didn't have lights in Chicago for baseball.
Yes, that's famously the last one that had lights put in.
Right.
But it's yeah, that's a possibility that the Marlins could have to wait this one out and maybe play a double dip tomorrow.
I hate double dips.
Why?
I mean, they're fun to watch for us, but like if you struggle in that first game, you're pitching a shot for a week.
Yeah, maybe, but it's still fun. I think it's one of the I think it's a charming thing in baseball when there's a double dip. It's like the only good thing from a rainout. Go out there and play two. That's fun, dude. Wasn't it what they remember? Like they during the COVID year, they were doing a bunch of doubleheaders. They did like
to catch up. They were like playing catch up.
They had like seven inning doubleheaders. That was weird. What a weird time. Meanwhile, the headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Some drama from the NBA world as the Detroit Pistons are apparently headed towards a nasty contract dispute with Jalen Duren, who stunk in the playoffs. I mean, he was god
awful. Oh, he was terrible.
But he did have an all-NBA season, so don't know what's going to happen there. He apparently did not love their first offer, and so he wanted to explore sign-and-trade options. Now, it was reported by Chris Haynes today that they're not going to let him go. He's a restricted free agent. So like wherever, whatever he finds, like they're just going to, I guess, come to an agreement on that. So
who's going to give him a contract knowing that it could just be matched though?
I mean, somebody could offer him a monster deal and maybe they have a breakaway point where they're like, no, thanks. Now who's going to do that for Jalen Duren? I don't know. I mean, he's, he had a very good regular season, but he looked a little lost in the playoffs. I don't know. I mean, the Nets could always be that team. They just traded Nick Claxton to Chicago. And so they could kind of revamp. They have a bunch of cap space, so they could bring somebody like him in. They got Randall, Michael Porter Jr. They drafted a gazillion guards. Maybe they could just like, if I was the Nets and we're just bums, I could just ruin some stuff if I was GM.
Who did they get from us that way?
They tried to get Tyler Johnson. They tried to do that with Bumpy.
And the Heat matched it.
The Heat gave Bumpy it was poison pilled too, because
was it 3 years, $50 million or something like that?
It was three or four. I don't recall which one, but there was it was like the first 2 years. I think it was a four-year deal with the first 2 years being five a year and the last 2 years being 20 a year. And the Heat matched it, and Bumpy Johnson turned into Bumpy Johnson.
You know a mix, right?
That's what he said.
That's how he said hi to us.
I didn't know that he, But then we learned. It was good to know. Actually, it was a good disclosure from him. He's one of those guys, though, you would need to, you know, like just like Hartenstein.
Oh, you need some background.
Yeah. Because otherwise, it's going to be like, oh, intangibles. And listen, the thing about Tyler Johnson, that dude could dunk.
Yeah.
You'd be like, whoa. He had some bounce to him. So, don't know. But, yeah, that is a weird situation because he was an all-NBA player. He was an all-star. He was one of the faces of your team with Cade Cunningham last year. You guys were the one seed, but very clearly wasn't good enough in the playoffs.
I think that's unfortunate that you could have a bad 2 weeks and everybody just totally thinks differently of you, right?
Yeah, especially at his age. What is he, 23, 24?
Right. Like, I
22.
I wish we would forget. Like, we always forget that when we think of the guys we idolize, the guys we think are the greatest to ever play the game, right? Their success didn't come to 25, 30 years old. But for some reason now, we expect it to come quicker. Like, you can't have a bad week. You know, maybe it's just because he's 22, right?
Yes. That
he didn't handle it well. As you get older, though,
I think we're seeing, though, and we talked about this with Bobby Marks at the start of the offseason, right? Like, teams are going to be super careful about giving just maxes to guys just because I think 4 years ago, he would get a max contract and that would be that. You know, it'd be like, oh, he made all NBA.
Exactly.
I think people are just being judicious about it. So, like, if he thinks he was going to get a max, but they could be offering him still a good amount of money. They could be offering him $40 million a year.
I get that. I understand that. We've had this conversation before about, like, guys don't even think about contract. They think, oh, all-star, oh, second team, max. Like, and so when you look at some of the guys making max and making $50, $60 million a year, the players don't even compare. There's guys making max that don't compare to the contemporaries making max contracts.
Kate
and
Geeter,
so we've just gotten into the idea of, oh, he did this and this. Max, where do I sign?
K-Gator says, y'all are terrible at spotting mixed people. Didn't Tobin think Corbin was Irish or something? Buddy is definitely Jamaican. I didn't think that he was Irish. What I said was, no, he very clearly was mixed. I couldn't point out where his accent was from. It was like he had this, and it's kind of gone away. He had this weird accent going on in the first few episodes of Love Island. And so I just couldn't point it. It didn't sound Jamaican to me.
He has like an Americanized island accent, which like you find a lot in South Florida down here. I have a lot of friends there from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
He's also a mix of Jamaican and he's also and Asian, right?
Yeah, he's Asian.
Yeah, so he's I didn't know. I couldn't Asian. Point it out. But I definitely
the did Irish not, I never heard.
I Irish definitely didn't crazy. Think that he was Irish.
I would hope not. Mackie said it perfectly. AR-15 is making 46 a year. Let that sink in.
Yeah. But did you see what happened? Like, this is the thing. You just need one team to scare you because the reports were that the Lakers offered him 30 a year, and literally 2 days later, he got 46, 45, 45, 46 a year because the Pistons were going to pay him that money.
Right.
So, and that could be another thing, too. It's like, oh, you're going to pay this guy this money, and you're not going to pay your all-NBA guy, whatever.
Which seems to be the problem. Durant can always say, wait a minute. I'm not taking 40. This guy got 46, and there you have it. Like, it's gotten out of hand. I don't care about, you know, guys getting the max. No, I'm not saying that they shouldn't get whatever people want to pay, right? But I'm saying is that you have elite players, and the way that you determine whether a guy should get a max isn't comparing the elite players with elite players. You have good players getting max contracts and being compared with elite players. And so we're saying, oh, this guy is this and this guy is that just because he got a max. And he never was that. He never was as good as the guys we talk about.
Wild, man. Going to be interesting. That's definitely a dramatic story coming out for one of the teams in the East. Telling you, well, you know, like people talk about there's a lot of unrest with a lot of the teams in the East right now.
Right.
You know, we'll see what happens. Hey, the world's biggest soccer tournament continues. You can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. As tomorrow, we have Colombia versus Portugal right down here. Portugal is trading at 53%, so a $100 trade pays out at $182. Colombia is trading out at 24%, so a $100 trade pays $395. So check that on out if you want in on the action for the games right down here in South Florida. You can still follow all the Miami summer movement. A lot of rumblings about where the King will end up. That's currently trading at 10% for him to end up right back down here for a reunion. So a $100 trade pays out at $855 on Kalshi. You're trading against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house and the probabilities change. So you can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, download the Kalshi app. Use the code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game and everything. 18 plus only. Restrictions, eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. Excited to be with you here. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQAM on YouTube. Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Ugh, somebody named Nick's Nation just followed me. Can I just block them? Why does somebody want to follow me that has that on social media?
I don't think pull a Tobin.
I don't think they're going to like what they find there.
They did it so they could troll you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's what people do. But
the thing is, when people try and troll me, they get it back a lot worse because I just rage bait them. You can't do to me what they think they're going to do to me. It's not possible. It's just not. And so I just don't think that that's a smart move on that Knicks fan. But I've been noticing a lot of Knicks fans have been like popping up lately. They seem very bothered by the Heat, like taking their shine this summer. Like, didn't you care about us winning the title? It's like, nah, it's over. Okay, now, great, you idiots, after 50 years, you finally did it. Congratulations. That's it. Then you move on. But we're the best. All right, well, it's over now. I mean, go and celebrate all summer, you know? Have fun. But you guys are like rent-free because everybody's talking about Giannis because that's what happened. You move on. You win the title, you move on. But now you want some victory lap? So I don't know. I don't think that person's going to like what they find here. But we'll see. We'll see. I just
will eventually learn.
I couldn't imagine wanting to be in my crosshairs as far as a Twitter account is concerned. Seems like a waste of time on that person's part.
I mean, you don't think they say the same thing about you?
No, because I don't follow them.
No, but I'm saying when you start baiting other people.
I don't. I mind my own business.
Oh, you've come in here and say, oh, I got Knicks fans or I got such and such fans.
But I always do it on my own accord. I'm not tweeting at anybody. I'm not looking for anything. It's just me being me. And then if I've never been like, you know, and like, oh, I'm going to go get it. Like they think they're cute. And then like I say one thing and then they lose their minds. It's easy. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. People are idiots on the internet.
Right.
You know, I almost like I've lost the it's not even sport for me anymore. You know, it's easy, but welcome to the club, I guess. You know, I don't know exactly what they're looking for from me right now. I mean, they're getting a lot of tweets about Sergei Bobrovsky. So
maybe they're secretly Giannis fans. So
maybe
they're and you just added them all.
I have gotten a lot of people following me. I think a lot of Grease people too. People are like, "Oh, this is great." So the Tobin household, we're big in Grease now. I think I might start smashing plates here.
Oh, I'm sure Mrs. Tobin would love that.
Or order that what? Clipboard that you want so badly.
What's that?
The clipboard that you want
the
so
glass
badly.
Clipboard, yeah.
I'm order telling it. You, listen, if you guys would just stop looking at me like I'm some kind of a clown and you would really look into the bits, if you don't think that Eric Spoelstra having a porcelain clipboard and then smashing it after a great play and saying, Spoelbox is genius,
I just
don't know what to tell you. That's marketing.
Yeah, but that's not going to work out well.
Why?
Because
then there's going to be a delay on the game. It's going to be a disaster.
No, no, it's not going to be a disaster.
You know what we should do?
You think that's going to go over well with folks?
I don't know. You got to stop worrying about feelings so much. So I could have some idiot spill a drink in the front row, but Spo can't celebrate a great play going Spopa?
I think there's a difference between liquid and glass.
Porcelain.
It has the same effects. What they should do is, do you guys remember the restaurant in Dolphin Mall in the early 2000s, Opa? They should put one in the stadium. That's what we should in the arena. Is what we should do.
Right, but name it Spopa.
Sure. Yes. Look, there you go. There's your great marketing.
That is great marketing.
Ain't nobody.
Is that even open still?
Like, no, they got rid of it.
That much money.
Got rid of it. I don't know if it's still
to name their restaurant after somebody else.
Why not?
Are you familiar with people that spend a lot of money?
Yeah, but why wouldn't you want to, like, wouldn't that get more people out of Heat game to go to Spopa's?
No, because then Spo were going to say, where's my cut?
He should get a cut.
Yeah, but you're paying the Heat and Spo? How are you going to make money?
I don't know. Like, does anybody go into those things looking to make money? You just do it because you have bleep you money. And you're trying to, like, does the Live in Hard Rock Stadium make money? Makes no sense. I mean, you know, that thing is like bumping. Like, it's like you're sitting there, you're trying to like watch the game. It's like boom. It's going right next to you as the game's going. So you can't even hear anything in the press box anymore. It's like boom, 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 boom. First down, boom, 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 down, boom.
They had a lot of those.
Oh, they don't, dude. Boom, 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 boom. Out, not the dulcet.
That sounds like my nightmare.
I'm telling you, that's what it's like.
What, getting caught in the club with house music?
Yes. Like, it just doesn't stop.
Music is awful. It is not good.
All right, so we got to find out if Spo would be into a porcelain clipboard and what's his cut he needs for. Well, he used to be a restaurant owner. Remember, he used to have a steakhouse in Portland.
Well, now he can.
Yeah, you tried. That's when you tried to trade him,
right?
Yeah.
Well, for Damon's prime.
You tried to trade him.
For Damon's prime.
Okay.
Not like I was going for, you know, like.
Wait,
Brandon
it doesn't
Roy.
Make it right. Whatever your reasoning
doesn't
are.
Make it wrong. It doesn't make it as wrong.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't, dude. It doesn't. I was just trying to get Chris Quinn his opportunity. Nobody else will. It's ridiculous. I mean, what does Chris Quinn have to do at this point? Start a podcast? Who are these idiots getting head coaching jobs all over the place? And Chris Quinn is sitting here. Give Chris Quinn an opportunity. Well, you know, I'm sorry. It's just it's ridiculous. He goes out here and he does a MeUndies read. Oh, all of a sudden he could be a head coach. What has JJ Redick ever done?
Oh my
Nothing.
Goodness.
And look at him now. Falls ass backwards to LeBron and Luka. What a coach. We'll see who a real coach is. You give Eric Spoelstra a top five talent, you know what happens. We all know what happens.
By the way, side note, it's raining.
Hard?
It's raining over here. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good amount of rain, which is great for us, at least, down here in the south.
Yeah, down in the fire pit over there.
Yeah. It smelled like smoke a little bit last night. Again.
Keep changing
the filter. Dave, the players are going to get a cut when they play the porcelain on the court. Okay, so what if we do this? What if there's like a container to do the Spopa smash? Like, could he do it in some kind of like a fish tank?
That takes away the aura. Yeah, like it takes it away. Like, it's not as fun anymore. Cool.
Some guardrails, though. Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, part of the idea is, you know, but I think it would be fun. What if we do it as like a winning thing? You know, instead of like light the beam. You know, like they had in Sacramento, we just have Spo smashing his clipboard after the win. Spopa.
He just doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's for the bits.
I understand that, and you're not wrong about that, but I think it's time for a new age Spo. I think it's time for Spo to be part of the bits.
You don't tell him that. Let's see.
Let's on media day.
You're not.
Let's run the idea by him on media day, which you won't do, but sure.
Look, there's only one thing I've never asked Brittany, and that was do an impression. Everything else I've asked in front of everybody. Did I not start the interview last year complimenting Kalel Wears Guns, Jennifer?
Yeah, but that's not Eric Spoelstra, though.
Be fun.
These are young kids.
Basically. We asked Eric Spoelstra about his meme. We asked him about his travel call, and he was like, what is this, a meme?
Yeah, but that was
no,
still
he bad. Said, he says, I don't.
He's like, I don't do that. I'm like, oh, no, no, no.
I don't do that.
And what response do you think you're going to get from him when you tell him that you want him to open up a Greek restaurant called Sopa? and then for him to smash porcelain clipboards on the court. What do you think is going to happen? I think you might get your credentials revoked from the Miami Heat.
I don't, you know, I would have thought that you would think that I would, but I think I'm just too charming that I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'd have to do something really offensive to get my credentials revoked. People like me.
I don't think revoked. I think mainly he might not respond to your request.
Now, will Rob Wilson sit me in the upper press box from here on out? Perhaps.
Perhaps, yes.
I'm going to be up there with Greek media. They're like, hey, you'll be doing all the opas with them. I cover for the flagship radio station. What are you doing up here? I suggested to Eric Spoelstra should open up a Greek restaurant called Spopas.
What would they think about that?
They would probably
I don't know. I think it's a great idea. Listen, if Michael McCullough is listening right now, you know, just write it down.
I hope he sends you a text.
Hear it out and just write Spopas, Greek restaurant. Because they're doing a lot of renovations. You just mix it into the renovations right now. We're going to have new renovations. There's going to be new luxury rides. You're going to be able to see the Heat walking out. There's a lot of fun stuff. But let's just add another place to make Giannis feel welcome, a Greek restaurant named Spopas.
Why are you laughing, huh?
It's because he knows it's so ridiculous. He knows he's so ridiculous.
I just pictured it with the font.
with a little heat. A little flame.
Yeah, I see it like in a little cursive, like the way that they write the vice.
Remember how I smacked the clipboard when Jimmy Butler and him got into a fight and PJ Tucker just like picked it up casually?
Yeah.
That's how I want him to smash the clipboard.
Mm-hmm. That's how I see it, but just like that also caused delay. I don't know.
It's going to cause a delay.
Why don't you send him a message? And I really want him to respond to this. Like, I really want him to know.
I will. I mean, we'll save it. Just mention we've got to do the Spopa thing on media.
No, but send it to Michael McCullough now because they are doing renovations. So in case they ever do want to go forward with this, you'll give them some time, you know?
All right. I'll consider it.
Exactly. So you will.
I will consider it. I said I'll consider it. You know, they're not going to say anything right now. They're acting like they don't even have Giannis. That's how the whole organization is asking. We don't know. We can't talk about it. So, you know, that's why I got to give
you
them a look.
You think he signs right at this on the 6th, or do they wait a couple of days after?
Don't know. Not sure. I would hope that they could get all the mechanisms of this deal done by then. Here's the deal.
We got Giannis. Whatever day they decide to make it official, everything, you know.
Well, okay.
We're celebrating like we got Giannis. That would hurt.
Should I tweet at him?
Tweet at
who?
Michael McCullough.
Sure.
Yeah, go for it. Make it public.
Make it a public thing.
Make it a public one. So you want me to put like, hey,
I know it's a trade.
So you should be like, I have this amazing idea.
But it's not official until the league year is over, which is July 6th. That's why they can't announce it yet.
Yeah, and also they're doing the mechanisms of like if they want to expand the trade. Right. So like let's say they want to trade Tyler Hero somewhere or the Heat want to sign a trade. Like they want to bring in other teams.
They don't have to do an additional trade. They can just – this will be one continuous trade until the 6th. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll take a break, close things out with a little you're dead to me. Next. All right. Let's bury some people. You're dead to me here on a Friday. Leroy, who you got? Who's dead?
So, since you told the story to start, I would say takeout.
Oh, all right.
I love takeout. I order it so often. I order it a lot. And I would say, like, I always choose to pay at the restaurant, right? For reasons like what you did. Some restaurants don't let you do it. But some allow you to pay at the restaurant. So that I figure it's incentive to have the food ready when they say. Otherwise, you just say, it ain't ready. I don't want it. But once you pay them the money, you're on their timeline. So, like, yeah, they're dead to me because they just think they could do whatever at times. There's some places that are really good at it, though. I will say, I order stuff over and over again because I know when I get there, the food's going to be ready. And okay, so I appreciate that.
So Who's Dead to You is below average takeout restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with the food either.
I got you. Jennifer, Who's Dead to You?
I would say the earthquake that hit Venezuela is dead to me.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so sad seeing it on the news, and it killed at least 235. Wait, what? No. Thousands of people, really. And the people are missing. And
right. You're not going to know until.
It's over 500 people dead. And right now they have the rescue team going over, and it's really heartbreaking to see. You know, we have things that we complain about here, but then there's another country out there suffering from something even worse than you. So that's what's dead.
Yep. Very, very sad news. I saw Xander started his press conference yesterday sending out the prayers to Venezuela before he made any statements about the fight. So, you know, all prayers out to them and everything that's going on there. Brittany, what about you?
So I'm going to have to give my dead to me to Corbin and KC because their behavior during Casa Amor is absolutely disgusting. It's not even like, it's like, do whatever you want. It's a reality show. Like, I don't expect you to marry each other at the end of it all, even though I know that's what the premise of the show is, but I'm, you know, a realistic person. It's the fact that you continue to disparage these women's name after you just spent 3 weeks with them basically begging for them to be with you just so you can stay on that island. And it's just especially KC, who's like, oh, I have more leeway. I'm not happy for Anaya, blah, blah, blah. Like, please do me a favor and shut up. You didn't breathe any life into that woman. She's a grown woman who stands on her own 2 feet. And I cannot wait for them to get back from Casa Amor and for America to immediately dump them because I cannot see them on my island anymore. They're disgusting.
And wow. Also, I know that you haven't seen it, Torben, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm Corbin, so sorry. I just like spoiled that for you. I'm so sorry. My apologies.
It's okay.
Well, Corbin went ahead and decided to like call the girls high schoolers.
Yeah, no, I saw the part where him and KC were ripping the girls over there. He said that all
they're
the girls are better.
The girls while sounding extremely ridiculous.
It's disgusting.
Stupid. It's disgusting.
And it's some of the girls do stink over there, though. I mean, like, they're not all good characters.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, but still, like,
I pretty much only like Trinity and a little bit I like Kata, but her voice is really annoying. I
mean, yeah, she's very she projects it far too much.
She sounds like a goat with strep throat. I mean, it's really rough.
Jeez.
It's really rough listening to her
does.
Sometimes.
But it's not about that. It's just about like having respect and decency for a person that you've just spent the last month with. Like, I don't know, like maybe not disparage their name on national television. I just think it's just whether they're likable or not, I just think it's disrespectful. And I don't think that we should like be speaking about women like that on national television. And it's just nasty behavior. Like, and comparing them to each other and like pitting women against each other. It's just disgusting behavior that should not be allowed.
Why do you like Love Island then?
No. I like Love Island when it comes to the drama between the men and the woman. Yeah, that's great. But why are we going out of, like, you already have, like, nobody's worried about you. You're here with your Casa girl. Why are you worried about what they're doing? You're so in love with this Casa girl and she's so much better than your old girl. Then why are you continuing to disparage her name? Like, why is her name still in your mouth? Like, it's so unnecessary. And then the girls too in Casa who are talking crap about the Villa girls, like, that's just weird behavior. Like, what is, like, why are you doing
you
that?
You don't know them.
You don't even know them. Like, you're so strange for doing that. It's just,
no,
like,
the crazy
I don't like
that
hater
once
energy.
They go back together, they're going to be like, oh, no, it's not on you, girl. Like, it's more on him because he owes it to me, not you owing it to me or whatever.
Exactly.
You're just doing your job.
So it's just, I don't like that. Like, I think that's nasty behavior, in my opinion.
Here's Who's Dead to Me. I'll tolerate a lot of things, all right? Everything's on the table for me when it comes to... Julian says it's Kendrick Perkins. It's not Kendrick Perkins, although I did see a funny clip of Kendrick Perkins yesterday saying that no star player would ever sign up to play with Pat Riley again because of his rules. Well, how's that one go, dum-dum? Good call. Giannis only nuking 4 trades, by the way, according to your network, because he wanted to be in Miami. But
oh, really? So he did say no to trades.
Yes, he just didn't do it publicly because he's right. Like, I'm not going to do it.
I know.
That's how Damian Lillard ended up with me. But I'll listen. So I'll hear a lot of ideas. All right. I'll listen to LeBron, Ja Morant, Zion. All right. I'll spin the block on anything. We could have some fun. But don't you dare put this mother bleeper in my dream team, because I will not have Domantas Sabonis on this team. You will not ruin my dream team by having that feathery-haired bum on my squad with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Not interested. Don't want him. Don't need him.
There's so Clay, there's a couple of guys that
Oh, there's some shaky ground there. Yeah. But Russell Westbrook, Klay Thompson, whatever, fine. We could say spin the block on that. I'm not crazy about it, but fine. But you are not going to put Domantas Sabonis, sir, Mr. JX FFB on Threads. You will not put Domantas Sabonis here. No thank you. Don't want him. Don't need him. That Photoshop and that idea, dead to me. No thank you. No thank you. In fact, not even polite. Just no. 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 Ridiculous. Dade Sal says, fast forward to Tobin doing Mama Sabonis when he ends up here. He's not even up here. We're not doing Sabonis. We're not doing that. Ridiculous. Guy's going to be a ruiner. What's he ever done? Sabonis. Ridiculous. No thank you. SDI says, great idea. Would put the Heat over the top. I can't believe you people are. You're trolling me. Now you're rage baiting me. Nice try. Ridiculous.
I think they threw Clay in there for Marcos.
Yeah, oh, I really want to hear what he has to say about this.
You know what's crazy? I think everybody really likes Russell Westbrook. I've never heard a player have a problem with Russell Westbrook. Right? It's just kind of like I can't even explain it.
People just don't like the shots that he takes. They think that he can be irresponsible with shot selection. But as far as a guy, I don't think it's personal. I think it's basketball wise.
Okay. All right.
That's all it is. But anyway, it's a bonus. RV Rich is for the cheapskies? No, he's not for the cheapskies. Very expensive. An expensive bum who belongs in the Kings. Him and the Kings deserve each other. Leave him over there with Zach LaVine.
Oh, my goodness. They traded for him. How good a player is Zach LaVine? He's another guy that got maxed out, right?
He got a lot of money. Yeah, he made an all-star team.
Right, but that's like, I think that's the problem, though. I think the problem with the NBA right now is that they have a system in place that guys who get the max are being compared to the elite players in the NBA, and they're not on the same, you know, they're not the same as those guys.
I'm not
like if Ant-Man say, I need a max, and then Tyler says, I need a max. Nothing against Tyler, but y'all ain't on the same, you know, wavelength as far as NBA players.
I will not have Sabonis be my instant favorite player, SDI. I have been in this beef with Domantas Sabonis since he was on the Pacers. All right. And hey. I will not root for Domantas Sabonis. And I would look at Pat Riley and I'd be like, this is your idea? Sabonis?
Hey, you have to pick one. James Harden or Sabonis?
I have to pick one for what?
To be on your team.
Ugh. No thanks.
No, you got to pick one.
I'm not going to pick one. I don't want him.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to just say. Remember the next time you ask me a question, you say, you're not playing the game. You're not playing the game.
Who would you pick,
Ryan? Huh?
Who would you pick?
I take James Harden over Sabonis.
But listen, if we were to get Sabonis, Tobin would be such
yeah,
a...
Yeah, we know.
No, I'm not. Listen,
you would be Jennifer, like, oh, we always know. Wanted him. Woo!
that. I'm not going to do that. Honestly, how can I say that? I've never wanted him.
Why are you lying?
You know what? But you switch up real quick.
I've never switched up.
Oh.
I've never switched up, dude.
Plenty of players. Yes, you have,
sir. Wait a minute. Wait.
Yes, you have, ridiculous. Sir.
Remember Kyle Lowry?
That's my guy. Low dog?
That's just how you did it.
And you would rather have Sabonis than James Harden. Don't even try to act.
That's
like
why
you
I didn't want to answer the question, because of course I would take Domantas Sabonis over James Harden. I would never ever take James Harden on my team. But I just never want to be in a position where I have to stay Domantas Sabonis on the Miami Heat. But he boxed me into the only place because I would never take James Harden on my basketball team.
Never. Hey. I couldn't let it go.
No, because I know his. I know he was lying.
That's what I wanted.
Hate the guy. Stinks. He's probably a lovely person, but I would never want him on my basketball.
He's already easing in.
He's probably a lovely person.
After insulting his hair.
The water's cold, but he has a toe in. Wait till he get a foot in.
Who's Sabonis? Yeah. No, yeah. Listen. I don't like his hair at all. Stupid feathery coiffed that he has. No thanks. Look at me and my putbacks.
Is he gets me bounds like what she is?
Angel Reese,
yeah.
No, I don't think he's that bad.
Oh my God. I watched the game. I was scrolling and I watched her play a basketball game. She got 4 shots, 3 rebounds. And a putback.
Jeez.
I'm like, it's like a bull in a china shop.
Well, I hope everybody has a great weekend. For what?
For boxing you in.
Well, you got to have Brittany hit the boxing button.
You've been boxed in.
Well, I'm going to leave this box and possibly head to the nut tomorrow. I'm not really sure. I could, if the weather holds up. Could be a fun
If you need a weather update, let me know. I'm your guy.
All right, man. You're going to be busy golfing this weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great weekend ahead. And good luck to Xander tomorrow. We'll be rooting for you. And
if you go to the nut, how are you going to watch Xander?
I'm gonna go to the nut in the morning, dude.
You just go for the day. I thought you spend like a weekend there.
What do you think? I'm gonna be like swimming with the sharks at night.
Wouldn't surprise me.
We'll be sitting here watching the fight. Oh, Adrian, I got it. 6 rounds to 3, and Harvey Zander's ears. Back to you as I leave the nut. All right, that's enough show today.
Why don't you just shut up?
I want a golden trophy, not a golden shower. You know,
obviously that needs to be clipped. That is insane.
Mucho gracias.
Radio Libre. Te amo. Sugar Babroski. Mucho.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.